Not everyone is waiting in line for a COVID-19 test. In the UAE, the test comes to you.
So what they did is they just went out and tested.
We'll look at the reasons behind this aggressive approach. Plus, two of the most well-known social media companies take new steps to combat racism and misinformation on their platforms. Also, why investors are taking a very close look at the airline business this week. It's Wednesday, July the 22nd. I'm Mark Stewart with The Wall Street Journal, and this is What's News. China's consulate in Houston has been ordered to close by the U.S. It's a major escalation in the ongoing tension between the two countries. The State Department said the move was made to protect American intellectual property and private information. Beijing accused Washington of violating international law and threatened a response if the closure isn't reversed. We'll have more for you on this story as it develops at WSJ.com. President Trump gave a sobering assessment of the pandemic. Yesterday was his first appearance at the White House coronavirus briefing since April. U.S. coronavirus deaths recently topped 140,000. Infections have rapidly increased in some states in the South and West.
It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better. Something I don't like saying about things, but that's the way it is.
The president stressed the need to wear a face mask. His remarks came after initially downplaying the need to do so.
When you can, use the mask. If you're close to each other, if you're in a group, I would put it on.
We're reporting that more than 100 federal agents are expected to be deployed to Chicago as part of a crackdown on gun crime. As of mid-July, 385 people have been murdered, a nearly 50% increase. Most recently, 14 people attending a funeral were injured in a shooting. We're exclusively reporting that Facebook is creating new teams to look at concerns over potential racial bias on Facebook and Instagram. The company had shown reluctance in the past to investigate this. We're told the effort will look at how Black, Hispanic, and other minority users in the U.S. are affected by its algorithms. Twitter is taking new action against the QAnon conspiracy theory movement. The company has banned more than 7,000 accounts in recent weeks. It's limited the distribution of tens of thousands more. The move makes Twitter the first major social platform to aggressively act against the spread of the discredited movement. We are reporting Boeing 737 MAX likely won't be carrying passengers until early next year. That's some 2 months past previous expectations. The jet was grounded in March 2019 after two fatal crashes. Boeing says the company is working with regulators to safely bring the jet back into service. The FAA has said previously that it doesn't have a timetable and won't authorize passenger flights until all the safety questions are resolved. Investors are watching the airline industry closely this week, with American, Southwest, Spirit, and Alaska all releasing quarterly results. Yesterday, United reported a $1.6 billion loss in the second quarter and said it will cut flights to about a third of its normal schedule. Tesla and Microsoft also report earnings today. Up next, we go to the Gulf, where wealthy countries are using their money to take a very different and, some would say, aggressive approach to controlling COVID-19. In the United Arab Emirates, a bit of a different approach to COVID-19 testing. Teams have been sweeping neighborhoods. Armed with nasal swabs, the tests are taking place on the spot. And now the UAE has one of the highest testing rates in the world. Let's bring in our chief foreign affairs correspondent, Yaroslav Trofimov. He joins us now from Dubai. Yaroslav, great to have you here.
Great to be on the show.
So Yaroslav, I was looking at the numbers, and the UAE has a population of 10 million. 4.5 million have already been tested, and it's a rate more than three times higher than the US. What is the reason behind the success?
Well, the UAE government from the very beginning decided that testing everyone would be the strategy that would allow it to control the pandemic, considering the country is made up of people from so many nationalities. It's a global transport hub. Dubai is one of the world's most international cities. And naturally, this kind of environment is susceptible to the spread of the virus. So what they did is they just went out and tested. It's not just making tests available to those who want to do it, but also they went through the areas where the virus was spreading, such as labor camps, poor residential neighborhoods, and basically would go into buildings and say, well, everyone has to give the nasal swabs, and everyone who's testing positive will be quarantined in a special field hospital or normal hospital if they have serious symptoms.
And what are infection rates looking like across the UAE?
Well, the infection rates have come down quite a bit. So in a country of 10 million people, the daily new cases are in the 200-something range for the last week or so. There's a general sense that the worst is over, that the corner has been turned, and life has pretty much come back to normal. Restaurants are open, gyms, cinemas, swimming pools. The only sign that the pandemic is around is that everyone has to wear a mask. There are pretty hefty fines for not wearing one, and so everyone does. And in many occupations, such as taxi drivers, you know, shopkeepers, in malls, waiters, you do have to get tested once every 2 weeks or so.
Why do you think the UAE has had such success? Is it because it has some financial wealth? Is it because it's a business center? Why do you think the UAE has been able to execute this so effectively?
I think because they had the right approach from the very beginning, focusing on what they can do, which is testing. And it's also a country that prepared for the pandemic by having the necessary equipment, by stockpiling masks and sanitizer gel. You know, so there was never a point during this whole pandemic in Dubai where you could not buy a mask, unlike, you know, most places elsewhere in the world.
This is something that was thought out well before the event even happened.
Well, exactly. If you speak to Emirati officials, they would tell you that for them, the lesson was the SARS pandemic in 2003. And so they've learned their lessons from that time and really have been preparing for another outbreak.
And finally, from your position in Dubai, looking at the Middle East as a whole, collectively, where do things stand?
Well, I think it's really varying country by country because state capacity and decision-making were very important. So if you look at the Middle East, for example, Lebanon has been doing okay, and Jordan has been doing okay. But in Iran or in Egypt, there have been some of the worst outbreaks in the world. So it really, really varies, not just based on who's the wealthier nation, but also, you know, how effective your governance was, how early enough did you shut down your borders, how compliant was your population.
Yaroslav Trofimov, thank you again for being here.
Great to be on the show.
And that's what's news for your Wednesday. If you like the show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Mark Stewart with The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.